Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sweet Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Today is Jill Friday. It's called What Jill Looks At When Doing Deals. Yesterday was my turn. I described how I see these deals, and or correctly or incorrectly, but it works for me. Today's Jill's turn.
It's going to be fun because I think we have different ways of things that we look at first, you know, when the deal pops in. So this would be good.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, join us on Discord.
Sandy wrote, okay, let me just see what I've got here. So, and is that a question and a response?
There's a discussion.
Oh, it's a little thing going on. Yeah. Okay. So Sandy wrote, one of the reasons I joined Land Academy was to find something better than DataTree. My last group concluded that there was nothing wrong with DataTree and that the problem had to be operator error. That's hilarious.
Let's see what other member John says.
Okay, John wrote, I have noticed in some states that there's a discrepancy between what DataTree says and what, say, Parcelfax shows for both owner name and mailing address. One state in particular is a pain in the rear that I work with. I try to step back and say, if I'm mailing 10,000 records and 500 are busted, it's no fun spending that money on mail, but it's a small percentage. In one of the training videos in Land Academy 2.0, Steven said that something like, if 80% of your mail is right, you're doing great. We get 1,000 free records each month. Why don't you do a request pull on a county that you have and a DataTree records on and compare? You may find it's better than where you're working.
That, I mean, John, you're exactly right. And no, it's not user error for the most part, Sandy. I don't know for sure, but probably not, because DataTree is real easy to use. Here's the deal. These data aggregators, DataTree, RealQuest, and TitlePro 24/7, pull data from assessor databases. And there are some places in the country. I'm going to give you a real solid example of a place in the country, which is South Dakota. For whatever reason, is not interested in playing this game. They're not interested in providing data, or the data that they do provide is pretty substandard. It's very difficult to use if you're used to, let's say, using data in Texas or California or whatever else.
You said playing this game. It's like they're not interested in doing their job correctly.
No,
it's kind of what it sounds like. It's like they're not interested in inputting the information correctly.
There's a part of my personality that really respects that. They're kind of just putting their figurative middle finger up.
In what way? So, like, I don't know.
Just like,
they don't fill it in. They don't provide much.
We're just not going to. This is not a priority for us. We love living here. Maybe we live on a cattle ranch. We don't need to assess this property down to the letter. And, you know, they're just not interested in providing the data.
We'll get it recorded when we feel like it.
I don't know. You know, it's not good for us. But personally, I kind of respect some of these counties that are like, yeah, I'm not going to be here on Friday.
Well, I do. You know what? You're right. Because there's some counties that say, like, we only update all our records once a year at the end of the year. Don't. It could have changed hands 3 times in that year. It's not going to happen until the end of the year.
Perfect example. So
I'm like, what the heck is that about?
So there's statutes that are in place, usually state statutes, that talk about how the state tells the people, the government and the local areas, the counties, how to do this. And so they're either in compliance with it or they're not, or the state doesn't care.
Right.
No, it's not a priority. So whatever. The point is, these aggregators, the data that they collect is only as good as what they're provided by these local areas, which means this. And I agree with John. Chances are, this area that Sandy's in, the data's just not right. Mm-hmm. Even acreage. I've seen acreage where it's like, I only want 5-acre records, and it comes out to be 0.05. That's not DataTree's problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the source of the data. So my guess is that Sandy is in an area. She knows it well. She wants to send out letters. And she's in now the second group trying to accomplish this with DataTree. And the source of the data, no matter who aggregates it, whether it's RealQuest or anybody else, is below her standard. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've been doing this for I don't know how many years. All over the country, there's maybe, I bet I can count on 2 hands the times where I've downloaded data and said, I just can't work with this. Mm-hmm. So it's a total exception. The 99%, more than that, 99.8% of the data sets in the 3,200 or 3,144 counties in this country are amazing.
You know, that's a whole nother conversation that we could do for another show and another day, but some people get hung up on these details and it stops them. You need to make sure that that's not you. You got to move past it, say, okay, this is good, great, let's move forward. Otherwise, you're never going to get your mailer out. And if you can't get your mailer out, you're not going to buy property. And if you can't buy property, you can't sell property. It's not going to work.
Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I think, we're spending too much time on exceptions, not the regular day in the life of Jill and I or the regular Land Academy member. There's no need to ask questions. There's nobody stumbling on anything. It's not bad. We didn't get yelled at by some rogue, crazy landowner.
Oh, no.
It's all amazingly efficient and great. But for some reason on the show, and it's the way it's set up, it's me, it's not anybody else. The questions that we're answering are, oh my God, this didn't work. What do I do?
We're just bringing those up because we want, A, it's something to talk about. And B, it's good information. But yeah, a lot of it's, if we talked about all rosy, you're going to think it's all rosy. You got to know it's not all rosy, but that 90% of it is great. You're right.
Today's topic is Jill Friday. What Jill looks at when doing deals. This is the meat of the show.
Here's what's funny. So deals come in, and they come in either to a staff member or Pat Live, depending on the property, depending on what's going on. You know, for different reasons, I have different people answering different phone numbers. So then from there, they get input into Airtable. And it's the same person, though, that sees them first and then tags me. And it's so interesting to me because what she gets excited about, I could care less about. She thinks, she looks them up and she's like, oh, look at the trees. And that's her thing. I just thought it was funny because I wanted to lead with that because that's not what I look at all. She's looking at, oh, how pretty that is. And standing there, somebody's going to love it. And here's where the cabin's going to go. I'm like, there's more to it than that.
That's the HGTV version of land investing.
That's it.
I love that wallpaper.
Exactly. I'm like, how much was it? And can I get a better one? Or how long is it going to last? You know, that kind of a thing. It's so funny. So the deals come in. They're put at Airtable. And then I'm tagged. And then I go look at them. And I want to say, too, by the way, let me save you some time. Please don't sit down. And every time one deal comes in, you stop everything, run to your desk, and look it up. Because all you're going to be doing all week long is looking at a deal here, a deal there, a deal whatever. You're going to not get anything done. You need to save them up, do them. Even you have so many coming in, you want to do them once a day, fine. Sit down every day at 4 o'clock, review them all, and queue your stuff up for the next day. So I just want to get that out there. So that's what I do. So I sit and like, they come in all the time. I'm like, I'll look at it when I get to it. You know, I have a certain time that I sit down and review them all at once. And the first thing that I do is the first thing I do is I have a signed purchase agreement. That's number one. Because sometimes they come in and they want to talk. I don't want to talk. You know what? I'm not going to even at my level. And I'm lucky because I have people to do that. If it's you are a one-man show, it's you. You need to get a signed purchase agreement before you really get excited at all. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting spending all day long reviewing deals that people go, nah, I changed my mind.
Yep.
Yeah, I talked to my dad. He wants to buy it or something like that. It's not
so
happen.
A big point for you is having a signed agreement.
Yeah. Number one.
Wow, Jill.
And seriously, I will not look it up. I don't
good
care
for you.
How great it is. Because I've gone down that in the past. I learned. I'm like, I just wasted how much time on this deal. Checking it could do this, checking it can do that. I'm like, nope. Don't get excited. So then signed purchase agreement. Whew, got that out of the way. Now I'm kind of looking at the details. I immediately go into NeighborScoop or Parcel Fact. They're going to someday become one, I think.
Soon, actually.
Okay. So I go in there and I pull up the property and I want to make sure we're talking to the right guy. I really take those 5 A's seriously. They're there for a reason. If I'm talking to the grandson of the owner and then we can't find dad and he just knows in the will it's supposed to be his. Again, that's great. You signed this purchase agreement, because you get grandma's mail, you just signed it. You know, whatever it is, it's that's not the right person. I need to make sure we got the right person before I go anywhere.
So you're looking for deal killers.
I am.
I love that, Jill, because I look for deal killers too.
I
already know if it got back to us on our desk, it's probably going to be a pretty good deal. Now, what's going to kill it?
That's true. I'm not questioning your price. I'm not questioning the area. I'm not questioning what you picked, because I know how much you put into this going, you know, a week or 10 days ago, whatever it was. So yeah, all right, we got past that. Now I'm actually looking at the asset. You know, really one of the last, I go down all the five A's, I look at access. I want legal or physical, preferably both. If I don't have it, that could kill it right there, no matter how great the price is. And then the last thing is really, how did we do on the pricing? You know, does this really still make sense? If I buy it from this gentleman for $42,000, am I still going to feel good about it as Stephen priced it?
Yeah, that's my job times 10, is to make sure the economics of the deal work and the asset itself, the property itself is hopefully mesmerizing.
Yeah.
That in a perfect world, you would stand in front of it and say, this is truly amazing and amazingly cheap.
You know what? And then at the last, then I take a step back and go, that's when I look at the beauty of it. After it's done, all the technical, which is so funny because I'm a girl, you would think I'd do it the opposite.
Yeah, that's I'm thinking that too.
I really look at it. You taught me this one thing on day one of working with you, and I never forgot it. Uh-oh. You have to see these as a line item on a spreadsheet more. And I never forgot that. So
yeah,
that's exactly how I look at it. I don't even care how great it is. I never get emotional about these properties.
Good.
I never say we can't sell this one. He does. I don't.
The older I get, the more I'm like, wow, we should keep this one.
I'm like, nope, sell it. sell it. We'll get another one. Because I know how much, there's so much we can get. Even primary residence. I'm like, you know what? Even our primary residence. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. There's a point where I'm going to say, fine, sell it. We can get another one. It's okay. I don't care. We don't have any home where the children grew up in, and we have we don't have notches on the wall with their height. That was a long ago and we never kept them and it was fine. So, but I look at things like that. So the very last thing that I do, then I kind of put my girl hat on and I look at what the seller is going to look at. And I go, oh, now I could take a step back and go, well, look how pretty that is. Ooh, that is a nice view of the lake. Or
what the buyer's going to look at.
Or the buyer. Yeah. Look what the buyer's going to look at. They're going to fall in love with it because of this. Oh, wow. You can hunt on it. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or you can do this on it. You could have your RV out there now for a whole year. That's great.
So you're thinking about how to sell it.
Then. Right.
So for you, it's deal killers and on the acquisition side. And then at the end of the acquisition, it's like you're already in sales mode. Like, yeah, we're going to buy this.
It makes sense.
Can we justify the price?
How fast can I sell it? Exactly. How fast can I sell it? And what is the attribute that a buyer is going to fall over for?
We are very logical partners for each other.
Thank you.
If we both saw it the exact same way, we'd probably be out of business by now.
That's funny. But at least we do look at things like a line item for the most part. Which is really true. It's so funny.
I learned some stuff about Jill today.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next week for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was good.
Yeah.
That's fun. I'm glad that we're different. You're right. And it's funny, when you take a step, when I think about it myself, even the girl that puts them in is a woman. So that's probably why she's looking at it. Like, look at the trees and the view. And I'm like, I don't care about any of that.
I don't think it's gender at all.
I'll get to that.
I think it's personality.
Just personality?
Type.
Yeah. Okay. I got it.
I think, some of it may be gender. Who knows? I don't know.
I'm
not supposed to talk about gender anymore. But
oh, that's true. They. I said she. I meant they.
People have.
Just kidding.
I don't know. I have a huge thing for trees, too, but I'm not buying it for myself, so. You know, it's just the economics of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people buying land in the area, and I can see all the completed sales, and it's just dirt, but somebody's seeing some value in it. Let's buy it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please check out our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, and give us feedback on the shows you love.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration.
to buy undervalued property.